This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's no secret Louisiana has been steadily cutting back financial support for higher education.
10 years ago, the taxpayer funded about 70% of our operation. Today, the taxpayer funds about 18% of our operation.
And University of Louisiana System President Jim Henderson says consistent admonishment by lawmakers to, quote, run more like a business prompted university leaders to apply business terminology to what they do.
Of the 16 states and the Southern Region Education Board, we operate on less resources per student than every other state. Resources that come from the state and tuition and fees. You know, when I talk about the low total resources we have per student, I call that a low unit cost of production. Those units are students.
But instead of focusing just on unit costs, Henderson says they're now looking at return on investment and have set a goal.
We decided that by the year 2025, we were going to produce 150,000 new graduates from the University of Louisiana.
Henderson says to achieve that, they're going to have to look beyond the traditional pool of new high school grads.
We know that we're going to have to reach adults. There's 1.5 million adults in the state of Louisiana that are in the workplace but yet lack a post-secondary degree.
20 years ago, before TOPS, one-third of all UL system students were adults. But with adults ineligible for TOPS and tuition climbing, too many have been priced out of going back to school. Henderson says they're exploring offering discounted classes for adults during off-peak hours, but
to increase tuition in Louisiana, it requires a two-thirds vote for the legislature. But for us to decrease tuition, we don't even have that authority.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.